Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on August 15th, 2018, with the African Children's Choir. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. This is a special edition of the Good Morning Show here on 90.5. I'm your host, Hannah Copeland, and joining me in studio today is the African Children's Choir, a group of 18 children, ages 8 to 11, and you're all from Uganda, correct? Awesome. The choir, which was founded in 1984, is part of the Music for Life Institute, a Christian charitable organization that provides relief and development in 7 African nations. And to offer us a little bit more insight today about the choir, we have their head teacher, Mr. Timothy Kauma, who performed in the choir as a child, and he came back to serve as their head teacher. Hello, Timothy.
Hello, good morning.
Timothy, can you tell me more about the history of the African Children's Choir and how it came to be today?
It was begun by a gentleman called Ray Burnett, and he was a missionary who came to do relief work in Uganda. And during this time, the country was going through turmoil and war, and the whole country had been devastated by war. People had lost their homes and had no hope. And so on one of his journeys, Ray Burnett meets this little boy whom he gives a car ride. So during this car ride, he finds out that this boy had lost all his parents in the war and never knew where his next meal would come from. But during this car ride, this boy began to sing. And as he sang with such joy and such dignity, which inspired and moved the heart of Ray Burnett so deeply. So from this, he got an idea and he asked himself, you know, why not bring a group of African children to the Western world such that the entire world can see the great potential and dignity of the African child. So in the year 1984, he worked with a group of different people from Uganda to put together the first ever African Children's Choir, which came to the States, and it came and they began performing all over. And the mission was to show the world Africa's dignity, but also to raise funds for education for those children and also thousands more who don't get a chance to come into the choir.
Since the choir first started in 1984, how has it changed and grown since then?
Yes, so this organization began only in Uganda. And over the years, the work of the organization spread to multiple countries, to Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. The impact of the organization has been felt in Sudan. So it's Rwanda. And so the impact has spread to many countries, and they've helped so many children. Actually, right now, I think the number of children that have been educated by the organization is more than 52,000 children.
Wow. And 18 of them are with us today?
And 18 of them are with us today.
Wonderful. So which countries do your singers come from?
This group is all from Uganda. Although over the years, the organization has taken children from all those countries that I've mentioned, but this specific group comes from Uganda.
Do you travel across the entire U.S.?
Yes, we travel across the entire U.S. and often Canada and the U.K., although this group has just done the U.S.
Wow. Okay, so where's your next stop?
Yes, we're in Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know about who made the musical arrangements for this choir?
There is a team which runs our music productions, and it's headed by a lady called Julia Burnett. So she organizes and puts together the entire musical album. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to hear 3 songs today from the African Children's Choir. And first up, it's Mouije, live here on 90.5 KCSU. Let's take it away when you're ready.
Mouije Mwenda, Avalu Hile Nimwe, Avale Melire Anara Humuza.
Mouije Mwenda, Avalu Hile Nimwe, Avale Melire Anara Humuza.
Mouije
Mwenda, Avalu Hile Nimwe, Avale Melire Anara Humuza.
Mouije
Mwenda, Avalu Hile Nimwe, Avale Melire Anara Humuza.
Yeah.
That was Moi Jay by the African Children's Choir here on 90.5 KCSU on the Good Morning Show, a special edition. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Earlier, we got to meet their head teacher, Mr. Timothy Kauma. But let's meet the first half of our singers today. There's 18 of them. And first off, we'd like to hear from Group A. We divided up. My name's Hannah Copeland, as you know. But from you, I'd love to know your name and your favorite part of the experience on tour so far.
My name is David. I like going to museums.
My name is Isaac. I like going to Las Vegas.
My name is Rebecca. I like swimming.
My name is Kristen. I liked going to the aquarium.
My name is Jethro. I like snow fights.
My name is Sylvester. I love the food.
I love food too, Sylvester.
My name is Blessing. I like going to New York City.
I love New York City. My sister lives there.
My name is Emmanuel. I like Boston.
My name is Miriam. I like swimming.
That was just 9 members of the African Children's Choir here on KCSU. And do you all think you could sing, one more song for me?
Yes.
Are you up for it? Okay, excellent. So up next, we're going to hear Amazing Grace live here in studio at KCSU Fort Collins.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, wretch like me, I was lost, but now
that song a lot my whole life, and that might be my my favorite version thus far. This is the Good Morning Show, of course, with Hannah Copeland, and I'm here with the head teacher of the African Children's Choir, Timothy Kauma. Timothy, can you tell me what are your responsibilities as head teacher?
So, yes, my responsibilities as head teacher are to ensure that the children are learning well academically. So because the tour is 9 months, the children have school on the road so that they do not lag behind in their school just because they were doing a tour. So I work with a group of teammates among the chaperones, and we just divide the different subjects within each other, and they all teach different subjects. I teach mathematics, somebody teaches English, another person teaches literacy one, which is basically general knowledge, both science, geography, and another person literacy two, which is basically reading and writing. So we work as a team, and my main responsibility is to see that the children are learning and progressing in their school.
Do you teach any of the musical aspects?
Yes, initially I helped to train the children in teaching them the songs and the drumming, but currently that is more into the hands of Alice and Stephen, who are also on the team.
So let's hear from the last half of our choir today. Group B, go ahead and adjust here in our tight studio here at KCSU. I wish we could see this. We're all crammed in here. We've got CDs and stickers on the wall and 18 wonderful kids. So everybody, Group B, I'd love to hear, can you tell me your name and what's been your favorite part of touring so far?
My name is Joel. I love talking on the bus.
My name is Mary. I like singing on the bus and telling stories on the bus.
Wow.
My name is Joseph. I like making snowmen.
My name is Samuel. I like snow fights.
My name is Jennifer. I like the music.
My name is Marcy. I liked going to Washington, D.C.
My name is Angel. I like dancing.
My name is Leticia. I like dancing.
Perfect.
My name is Precious. I like seeing the tall buildings.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'm happy if you've been listening this whole time, you've got to meet every single one of our choir members today. So we've got one song left. It's called Jumba No Mwezi. So take it away. Performed live by the African Children's Choir here on 90.5 KCSU. Timothy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
And everyone in the choir, I really appreciate you being here. Thank you. And good luck on the rest of your journey.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I'd like to thank Hannah Copeland for hosting this session. Big thanks to Timothy Kauma and the African Children's Choir for coming in and performing. My name is Haley Justino. I produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.